fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I can't get enough of
living in the city. I get off the bus at Dexter and Denny. The sun's coming up over the lake to my east, yeah, and I feel the love in the rhythm and the music of the street, yeah, and no one is gonna take that away from me. So I pick up a real change paper as I walk on down the street, yeah, because vagabonds.
The greater Stevens Point area is the site of a great university and a great technical college, a great symphony and great art galleries, hometown breweries, and a thriving business community where small specialty shops meet multinational corporations. In a sense, it's a well-kept secret waiting to be discovered. I'm Rick Ryer, and today on Route 51, we look at a new effort to spread the word about Stevens Point and build on what it already has in order to attract young, talented people looking for all the advantages of a big city in a small, livable community. Our guest today, Greg Wright, Executive Director of Create Portage County, formerly known as the Arts Alliance of Portage County. Also, Todd Kukan, the Executive Director of the Portage County Business Council, and Kayla Rombalski, the president of Young Professionals Group, known as Ignite Leadership Network of Portage County. You'll hear about the ideas generated by what is being called the New Era Workshop in an effort to retain and attract talented young people to work and play in Central Wisconsin. And you can join us the conversation by calling 800-780-9742 or by putting a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. Greg, Kayla, Todd, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I'd like Todd Kukan, with you. I do want to know about the workshop that was just held back in February, and it was commissioned by the Portage County Business Council. I understand over 100 people were in attendance to that event, representing community leaders, government, in some cases some public, general public folks as well. Tell us about the event and the goals of the New Era Workshop.
Well, the event started out of some meetings that I had early on in my role as Executive Director of the Business Council, and one person I actually met with early on was Greg Wright, who's sitting here in the room with us. But just talking about ways to get millennials engaged in our community and in the future of community and the importance of young professionals. And Greg had had several meetings, and I had started rolling with several meetings about the topic in the community, and we were trying to get some traction. So we thought, well, what's the best way to get traction? Let's get some like-minded people together in the room. So that was the genesis for New Era, the era standing for employee retention and attraction. So we had, as you said, over 100 people, a variety of ages, variety of backgrounds, variety of connections in the community, and got together and had butcher paper all over the walls, wrote all kinds of ideas down, and that's kind of launched this concept. And actually tomorrow morning we're having a 100-day check-in, and that's kind of our process, every 100 days having a check-in. So that's kind of the genesis of it, and again, looking at our community and making it a great place for education, entertainment, housing for all generations, but particularly the young professionals who are going to take the place of the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm. Kayla and Greg, and both of you were at this workshop. Can you tell me and tell our audience specifically from your perspectives what your takeaways were from that, and essentially your top takeaway? Kayla, let's start with you.
Yeah, so one of the things when we were planning this workshop, or when Greg and Todd were working on the planning, one of the expectations that they had for it, what they assumed would happen, is that many of the young professionals in the room would talk about things like entertainment or restaurants or very specific items that they wanted to bring to Stevens Point or that they wanted to see in our community. And it really, the conversation didn't go in that direction. So there wasn't this specificity on we really need a Red Lobster or we really need X restaurant. It was more about these are the general aspects that we love about Stevens Point, and this is what we need to make it better. So things like housing came up, things like transportation, you know, available transit, those types of topics. So it was much broader and much larger scale, I think, than what some of us were expecting. And that, I believe, shows the value of Stevens Point and the Portage County community, that the residents there, the young professionals there, are much more focused on making sure that it remains a progressive community and less focused on the specifics of, I wish we had X restaurant or X entertainment facility or whatever that might be.
So it was, it seemed like it was more, it was less self-serving and more about what is going to be great for the community.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, terrific. Great.
Yeah, and I would add to that to say that I think that that idea of progressivism really came up a lot, that Stevens Point has a reputation of being a community that is thinking about creative ideas and contributing to the greater conversation about how to live in a good society. So we, you know, we're the birthplace of conservation as a field of study, the birthplace of wellness as a field of study. And that's really what I took away from the conference, was that people really want to maintain that attitude. People want to be learning about best practices in business, in environment, transportation, housing. They want to make sure we're at the forefront of those conversations and inventing new ways of doing things, mm-hmm. so that Portage County and the Stevens Point area specifically stays current and relevant, and I think really fights against that reputation a lot of small towns have of being a little bit more slow to change.
And Kaylee, you mentioned housing as a number one or one of those major areas, and it happened to be the one that received, in terms of the research that I looked at, in terms of the votes coming in back about the topics that were discussed, that was number one. It was housing. So explain what that means from your perspective.
So really what that means is that a young person, you know, someone who may be new to the community, they may have just moved here, the stereotypes, some of the stereotypes about millennials are true in the sense that millennials like to remain transient. We don't want commitment. We don't want to really have to solidify ourselves into a 30-year mortgage. And so that housing issue comes into play in our community in Stevens Point and Portage County, because there are somewhat fairly limited options for non-college housing that is affordable, that is nice, you know, that is a place where, you know, you want to be able to show it off to your friends and have people over, and without having to purchase a home. And homes are affordable, you know, it's not as much an issue of that. It's an issue more of the fact that, what happens if, you know, in 10 years I'm in a new city or I'm in a new location? I don't want to solidify myself into a 30-year mortgage or whatever that might be.
And coming up right after that, the housing question was the Idea Center that I know, Greg, you're really involved with. And explain what that's all about.
Sure. So the Idea Center's IDEA stands for Innovators, Designers, Entrepreneurs, and Artists. We're looking at creating an innovation center, a community resource for people who have ideas, specifically trying to support three different types of innovation, business incubation, new businesses, new products, arts innovation, supporting our local art scene, trying to grow the number of artists that we have in our community, and then community development impact. So thinking again about the history we have of environmental impact, of wellness, other things along those lines. And so what Stevens Point is lacking right now is a place to go to do that type of work. We have a lot of great resources out in the community that support that type of work, with the university, with the Small Business Development Center, with SCORE and CAP Services, Business Council, but really that location, that to build a community of people who can bring their ideas there, can interact with other people that are pursuing similar creative ventures but maybe in a different field, and grow those ideas together. And that's one of the things that really came out of the conference, was a desire for that type of space. Not only did it receive the second highest number of votes, but a lot of the specifics that down the list that received smaller number of votes could be served by a center like that.
Okay. So, and that also brings together transportation, brings together housing. Looking at a statistic, 60% of UW grads said that they would consider leaving Wisconsin if they could live. They would reconsider leaving Wisconsin if they could live without a car. So that kind of plays right into that. If you have that space and then you have housing all kind of in a center, that does address that issue.
Yeah.
Todd, the North Central Wisconsin Planning Commission has calculated that more than 16,000 there will be more than a 16,000 shortage in the region's workforce by 2025. That's not that far away. What is your sense as to how the business community will respond to that and then bringing in the findings of what we're just talking about with the New Era Initiative?
Our business community, I would say, is already responding. We're doing a lot of programs, the businesses themselves, the business council, with nonprofit groups, with K through 16 education, to try to bring in and train and educate people on the type of workers that we need and the type of positions that are available. And mm-hmm. if you drive around, or when you drive around Stevens Point, you see now hiring signs at traditional retail, fast food. You see them at Skyward and software developing positions. So there's a wide range of opportunities available. And what we're trying to do is, again, work with the schools, work with education to try to develop that. I'll use the term pipeline. I hate to talk about it that way, but the pipeline of people that when they graduate from high school or MSTC or UWSP or somewhere else, they're ready and trained to step into the variety of jobs that are out there.
And part of that, I know Greg is right within what you're doing with Create Portage County. And your organization has produced a short video that's on your website. Mm-hmm. And talking about the relaunch of the Arts Alliance and transforming that into Create Portage County. Let's listen to that, the audio of that video, if you will.
There's an old German saying, what the lion cannot manage, the fox can. It captures succinctly the benefits of being small and smart. At the Arts Alliance, we were drawn to this theme for its perfect reminder of what makes Portage County thrive, how our balance of small but resource-rich towns provides a distinctive way of life. In a world designed for big cities, the Stevens Point area continues to achieve beyond its size, contributing an unlikely impact to the world at large. It is here that conservation and wellness became fields of study, that trivia contests and energy fairs are the world's first and largest. Our hometown breweries take home national prizes. A friendly canoe race becomes a Rolling Stone feature. Visit Broadway, Nashville, Hollywood, and you will find artists trained here. Or stay in town and watch tourists take in our symphony and galleries, our sculpture park, and growing mural collection. We've attracted multinational corporations because of best practices invented here, and we ship locally grown innovations from wheelchairs to educational software to those we can help around the world. Take a second to step back from your life here. Consider what it is we do and do well. It doesn't take long to see that creativity is our greatest export. After 10-plus years of advocating for arts and culture, the Arts Alliance of Portage County has seen firsthand the unique impact of creativity on our communities. And it is an homage to this rich tradition that we are announcing our own creative venture. To better support creativity, to improve its impact across sectors, to better own and promote this defining feature, the Arts Alliance is relaunching. We are excited to introduce you to Create Portage County. Create is the natural progression of the work of the Arts Alliance, a nonprofit organization that aims to make creativity central to our community development, to our economic growth, and to our quality of life. Create focuses on three goals: to promote creative placemaking, to support people who create, and to grow creative arts and entertainment experiences. Through sound investments in these goals, we believe Portage County can institutionalize its richest tradition, offering better supports to more of its residents, attracting new creatives to the region, and maximizing the impact of this uniquely generative capacity. Given what we have and what we can offer, we believe the Stevens Point area is positioned to become the community for people seeking out a contemporary lifestyle in a smaller town. What Chicago and Minneapolis and Madison cannot manage, Stevens Point can. We are proud to be a part of this rare community and eager to get to work. Check us out. Learn more about our efforts. Join us and get ready to create Portage County.
Greg, you start with the lines, what the lion cannot manage, the fox can. Or what Chicago, Minneapolis, and Madison can't manage, Stevens Point can. Talk about the virtue of being small but smart.
Well, I've had the fortune of living in a number of different places in my young life so far. So I lived in Chicago, Minneapolis, and San Francisco even after I left Stevens Point where I grew up. And I think what's really interesting about Stevens Point, what I kind of came to appreciate about the community, is that it's this interesting blend of urban and rural communities. So it is small. We're only the county's a population of about 70,000 people. The city itself is about 25. But it also has all these great resources. It's a thriving art scene. We've got our symphony. We've got four downtown galleries. We have a College of Fine Arts, a sculpture park. We have a really rich business community and a diverse economy. And so you can get noticed here faster because of its size, but you also have access to the types of resources that more urban communities have. So Chicago, Minneapolis, they have really great offerings that they can provide to their communities. But to get noticed in a city of 8 million people is very difficult. To get noticed in a city of 25,000 isn't that hard. And so I think that's what's really exciting. And you look at some of the companies we've seen grow out of our area. I mean, one of my favorite ones to talk about right now is Key Mobility, which is a new wheelchair company. You know, 9 years old and they just moved into their fifth building because they're growing so fast. But somebody had an idea for how to improve wheelchairs to make them more, personalized for the consumer. And they tapped into something that was really profound. They were able to grow quickly. They've been able to use support from the community to grow that company fast. And now they're having an international impact on the wheelchair industry.
I'd like to congratulate Greg, first of all, and Create Portage County. It's a great video. Maybe when the show's over, don't do it now, but take a look at it, the clips that go along with it. It's really interesting, and this is the third time I've heard it, and each time I hear it differently, too, which is kind of interesting. And people think of, when they hear the term economic development, for example, they think of bringing in the 800-pound gorilla business that's going to have 500 jobs and all this, and boy, that's the last thing that economic development is. I mean, we'd certainly take that business if it came our way. But but really, it's all about what Greg and Kaylin and we've been talking about is a creative economy. And we can't just think in our boxes and silos. And that's really, back to the new era, that's part of what we try to do is break out of those silos. Let's come up with some solutions and actions and experiences that impact all the generations as well. I mean, we're focusing on young professionals, sure, because that's important for our future. But our baby boomers are also looking for housing options and those things as well. So the more I've learned about it in my 11 months, the more I've seen how these different pieces, the Convention Visitors Bureau, how that ties in, Ignite, Create Portage County, the municipalities, the university. It's a great web that can help support our community.
And Kayla, you specifically represent this generation that we're trying to attract here with Create Portage County, with the new era. What's keeping you in Stevens Point right now, and what do you see as the necessary changes Portage County and this region in north central Wisconsin need to make to retain and attract millennials? Big question.
Big question. I certainly can't speak on behalf of an entire generation of people. I think that's one, this term millennial gets tossed around so much, and I really have a love-hate relationship with it. I hate some of the stereotypes that come along with it and some of the negativity that comes along with it. But I own the fact that I am a young professional and that my ideas matter and that I am a millennial, so to speak. So I put out that disclaimer first, that I certainly can't speak on behalf of this entire generation of individuals. But I can say that for me, what has kept me in Stevens Point is much of what Greg had just spoken about. You know, the fact that you can really make a difference in a smaller community. You can see the ripples of what you do and how it affects people in your community, and you can see that play out in real time. And someone once told me when I was just starting out my career that in a place like Stevens Point, you can be a big fish in a small pond, whereas in a place like Chicago or Minneapolis or New York City, you are one small fish in a very, very large pond with many other small fish. And I think that that's something to be said for a small community. I love to travel, so I have those experiences of going to the city and seeing the sights, seeing the sounds, living that city life for a short time, but then I come back home to Stevens Point, and that's what feels right for me. And so to me, Stevens Point and Portage County do a lot of things very, very, very well. It's enough to keep me there, as well as, several other young professionals in the community. And what I want to see happen is just this continued growth, this continued focus on making Stevens Point an attractive place to live and making it a progressive community. I think just what we're seeing come out of things like Create Portage County or this New Era Workshop, we're keeping this conversation going so that it doesn't become stagnant and it doesn't reach a point where young professionals feel as though they're not welcome. Just an event that we had on Friday night that was spearheaded by Greg and Create Portage County was an example of this. So we did a phantom gallery party, and it was a pop-up gallery in an abandoned warehousey type space where we invited artists to come in and display their work and invited people to come in and view that work, maybe purchase it if they were so inclined. And it was just a great experience. It was something that was different. It was new to our area, and it really brought people from all over our community out together to be together in one spot, socialize, have fun. It was a really dynamic event.
We're talking with Kayla Rombalski of Ignite Leadership Portage County. She's also the Talent Development Director at the Portage County Business Council. Greg Wright of Create Portage County and Todd Kukan of the Portage County Business Council. And we're talking about Portage County, of course, but we're also talking about economic development in this region and how the creative economy can and the business economy and all the economies that we have here can work together to build a greater community here in north central Wisconsin. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can call us today at 800-780-9742. Again, that's 800-780-9742, or you can send us a note on the Route 51 Facebook page. We'll be back right after this.
He clicks his heels a bit. His suit's a perfect fit. He likes a smile, though he looks alone. Somebody wants him on the phone. They won't shout. He's walking one and only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can cop some fame. They don't know what it takes, but it's the reason why.
Supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio include the Trout Museum of Art and Port Washington Tourism. Your business can join our ever-growing list of contributors. Become a business sponsor. More information at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Attorneys Sturgill and Long, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and the Michigan Upper Peninsula. Information is at 888-613-0600.
Every step's been shown to you, like all those years of school. What they said is what you say, what they saw is what you see. You lack a clear drawn line, partitioned and defined, so you can rest in knowing everything's as it should be. But I want
music from Sarah Watkins, Move Me. We're talking about, boy, do you feel moved to move to Portage County, to stay in Portage County, to stay in north central Wisconsin? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the millennial generation. We're talking about our generations working together to create a greater economy here in north central Wisconsin. You can join us at 800-780-9742. Todd Kukan, let's take what came out of the outcomes, the findings of that last workshop, and you, as you mentioned, you're going to be looking at the 100-day checkup tomorrow in Portage County. How can you take that, or how can we as a region take what you're learning in Portage County and bring it out regionally?
Well, I think it's critical as a region that we address that. If we look at something as isolated as Plover or Amherst or Junction City, will never succeed. Even if we look at something in terms of Portage County, it's going to be a challenge. So we're reaching out and we're working with Wausau, with Marshfield, with Wisconsin Rapids. We're trying to reach out into Waupaca, other communities, and really it needs to be a regional activity. Look, you know, in my own personal life. So I live in Plover. I work in Stevens Point. I go to the water ski show in Rapids. I see the Christmas lights in Marshfield, and I come up to Wausau for dinner. So, and a lot of families are like that, where they're, you know, maybe one of the spouses, you know, they live in Rapids, they work here. So there's a lot of interaction in our region. We're only 30 minutes apart from each other, which is to some may seem like a long time, but when you're comparing it to Minneapolis and Chicago, that's a drop in the bucket. And regionally, again, we grow our resources that are available as well. Everything isn't in Stevens Point that is good for a community. If we look at a regional community, just like Wausau, Marshfield, Rapids, looking at those particular ones, you know, there's so much more by collectively working together, and then even taking that to another level and working with the state. So we're hoping businesses express an interest in the state, and then our region, and then maybe a specific community. So we really have to work at all the levels to be successful with young professionals and employee retention and attraction.
Do you see a reality in addressing the 16,000 worker shortage in 2025 that's projected? Do you see this initiative having a major effect on that not happening?
That's certainly our goal, and a lot of it is awareness. A lot of it is also getting our community working together. And again, when Greg and I early went out, and more so Greg really, and talked to different government leaders, business leaders, community leaders, and just the segmentation, the I don't want to say silos, but the not working together. So I think we're starting to see more of that working together to address this issue. And I think we can, but only if we work together, because again, all of our resources are limited. We have limited pocketbooks in terms of our budgets, not only personally, but in our industries. So we have to figure out ways to collaborate, work together, get rid of duplication, and make sure we're working in the right direction in terms of our priorities.
And one of those issues that also came up as one of your top issues out of the workshop was broadband. And that's an issue that is felt everywhere in this region, especially in the rural communities. Broadband is a huge issue, and people not having access cuts them off from everybody else. And Greg, how do you see that as create Portage County working within that issue on its own?
Well, again, it speaks to that idea of having the infrastructure to support a modern economy. That's if we're going to attract people from Minneapolis, Madison, Chicago, or farther away to our region, those people need to be able to participate in society the way that they're used to participating. And so much of the business world right now is happening online, that if you are choosing to live in some of our great rural communities and you can't sell online, you can't shop online, you can't advertise, you don't have the speed of internet to do the work you're trying to do. I mean, right now, one of the fastest sectors that's growing in central Wisconsin is our IT sector. One of the exciting things we have just in announcing the concept of the Idea Center, we've had two IT companies, a startup and a current company, that are both in Milwaukee looking at locating in central Wisconsin because of how fast our IT sector is growing. Well, if we don't have the infrastructure to support IT work here because we don't have the quality of broadband we need to do that, then those companies aren't going to come. They're not going to stay. And at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we are creating the necessary supports to do what we need to do here.
And you say, especially when we go back to that the audio of the video that we just heard a little while ago, you say that creativity is our greatest export. How do you build on that legacy? And just as important, how do you communicate that to the people who are living in Chicago or Minneapolis and think Stevens Point is just a blip on the map?
Well, again, I think that's one of the four things that came out of the New Era workshop was a need for better marketing and awareness. I think you said this in the opening to this, that Stevens Point in large part has been a great secret. Mm-hmm. So I think that's true for central Wisconsin as a whole, that we are sort of humble to a fault and we don't talk about all the great stuff that's happening here. The only way we're going to get people from Chicago and Minneapolis or like I said, or farther to come here is if they know what the opportunities are here. And if we're not sharing the story of companies that have grown fast or artists that have launched careers out of this space or, again, community impact ventures that have happened here, when people hear those stories, people get really excited about this place. We just need to make sure we're sharing them with other people.
And Kayla, how do you reach your generation with that message?
We've been
trying to figure that out for a long time.
Yeah, I think if anyone knew the answer to that question, you wouldn't need to answer it, really. I think it takes a variety of means, there's no one golden bullet approach. You have to have a wide variety of a mix of online marketing, in-print marketing, different aspects for reaching those different individuals. Because as I mentioned earlier, it's a generation of people that are varied in interest and varied in responses to things. I think, one of the primary ways that I see is something that's already being done with our tourism department, with the Stevens Point Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and that's doing specific marketing in specific materials based on interest. So if you are trying to attract a group of perhaps water lovers, people that like to kayak, that like to canoe, those recreationalists, you attract them by going to where they are. Are they in other communities doing those activities there, and how can you market to them in those communities to get them to come to Portage County and Stevens Point?
I think one of the things that people are looking for, and I've learned this from Greg. I'm a baby boomer, so I'm trying to learn a lot. But really,
people
people are looking for places to go then they'll find the employment. And the jobs are there across the country. So, again, to Kayla's point and to Greg's points about creating that place, but we have to get our name in front of those people to let them know and realize that we are, in fact, a place. Greg's video helps with that. And we just started a search engine optimization and marketing campaign ourselves, and we're targeting Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, Minneapolis, St. Paul areas to get our word out, you know, the word out there. Start. It's a huge, I mean, you know, you're talking millions of people, but we're trying in a small way to get that word out there and share that. And the Convention and Visitors Bureau is helping as well, and a lot of other entities.
Well, and I was going to say, too, there's a partner that's not here with us today that has been a really strong partner in this work, which is Sarah Brish and the Stevens Point Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and recognizing that our, you know, tourism is a way to get people here. I think, like, one specific event I can talk about, so Central Waters Brewery does an anniversary party every January, and this year they sold 4,000 tickets faster than a Bruce Springsteen concert sells out. They actually thought there was a blip in their technology because it sold so fast. But they're bringing people from Chicago and from Milwaukee up to the community, and part of what we're trying to do is connect those tourism visits to information about the jobs that are available here. Because if people are coming as tourists and having a good time, while they're in that glow of this is a great place to spend some time, you want to say to them, oh, and yeah, you could live here, and it's cheaper to live here, and we can launch these dreams you have here faster, and we can do all these great things. And there really are – there's a strong and diverse economy to support a lot of different types of work.
And that ties back into broadband that you brought up. So people are coming here to visit and vacation. We want them to stay here longer. If broadband is available, they can get on the internet. They can maybe stay an extra day or maybe two. They don't have to check in back at work and drive back to the office. So they're going to our restaurants or staying in our hotels and taking advantage of the community and all the recreation, which gives them a better education. So, you know, kind of talking again about how this all weaves together, and there's so many important elements to it.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about the word, Kayla, that you used was marketing. Isn't that a bad word for the millennial generation?
I'm thinking about that one. I don't know that it's a bad word. I think marketing is a fact of life. You know, yeah. Marketing is the term that you use. It's the term that everyone knows and is able to relate to. But I think where the bad word part of it comes in is dependent on how you're marketing. Yeah. That old means of especially phone marketing or the sales pitch that's very dry and very rehearsed, that is somewhat lost on my generation. We, you know, as young people, we want you to be honest. We want you to be transparent. We want to see that realism. We want to know that this place is not, you know, that what I'm looking at in a magazine or what I'm looking at in an online ad is true to what I'm going to see when I visit that place or when I experience that product, whatever that is. I don't want to be duped into into false advertising. So I think mm-hmm. that's where the word gets a little bit of a negative connotation. But marketing is, I mean, marketing is the broad term that you have to use to refer to these things.
Right. So I guess what I'm getting at and what you just said about the realism is when you bring 4,000 people, when you sell 4,000 tickets to this event and you come up here from Chicago, Minneapolis, or wherever you're coming from, and you actually experience what this region has to offer firsthand, that gets in your head and thinks mm-hmm. about, you know, maybe this is a place where I want to expand or grow a business or start a business or move to bring my family here.
The water ski team in Wisconsin Rapids is hosting the international or the world, whatever it is, water skiing championships in September. Another great opportunity, and we're trying to figure out from a business council standpoint how do we want to get involved with that, because people will be coming from Australia and throughout the world to Wisconsin Rapids, to our region again, mm-hmm. and ways that we can promote our community, because you don't know. You know, someone goes in the right restaurant, gets the right service from the right person, has a great experience, and plants that seed that maybe, hey, this is a great place. They've got water, they've got river, they've got restaurants. And people in our region, and I hear this a lot, and sometimes it's like cliche, but it's not about the work ethic and the people here. We have a lot of call centers in Stevens Point, and I ask people, well, why do we keep getting contact from other call centers who want to move here? And it's because of that. I mean, it's well known, but it's documented that, you know, our work ethic, people show up to work, get to work on time, do hard work, and then enjoy the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. One of the organizations that's helping you figure this out is Milwaukee. And tell us about that connection, how that came to be, and how Milwaukee is working with you now to bring this initiative forward.
Well, the Wisconsin, I think it came from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. From my first connection with them, Greg, I'm sure probably knew of them before, but they were going around the state and talking about, because the state of Wisconsin is looking at young professionals. So that's where my first contact came. And then Greg and I talked some more, and we thought with the New Era Workshop, it probably would be good to have a third party come in and kind of facilitate that so that it wasn't any one particular organization seen as driving their agenda. So we ended up, thanks to some support from the Portage County, we hired them, and they came in, and they actually facilitated the New Era Workshop. We've kept in touch with them as well. And then Kayla can talk a little bit about the Young Professionals Week and the connection there. So they started as a Milwaukee organization, but now they've grown to really supporting statewide efforts as well.
Mm-hmm. Please, Kayla.
Yeah. So Milwaukee has spearheaded YP Week, which is what we're in the heart of right now. Mm-hmm. It is YP Week, Young Professional Week, across the state. There are 15 participating cities. So this is something that started in Milwaukee. It was only a Milwaukee-based week of celebrating young professionals, and it has now, in its third year, spurred to include statewide associations for young professionals. So Ignite Leadership Network of Portage County, the group that I'm a part of in Stevens Point, is a participating city for YP Week. Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield, Wausau are also participating cities. So this week is really designed to bring some attention and some publicity to young professionals in our state and what young professionals are doing across the state, and really to show that that Wisconsin is open to young professionals and that this can be a good place for young professionals to live. Because as was mentioned earlier, so much of what we do and what organizations are doing in their communities to keep the community dynamic and to keep the community progressive is not being advertised. It's not being displayed in a way that young professionals can relate to. And so this week is really about just shouting and telling communities that young professionals are here and that we are open to others coming in.
It seems that the young professionals, the week and recognizing young professionals is a relatively new thing. I know the Gannett organization has instituted the 40 Under 40 Awards, and they've been doing that for a couple of years. But it only seems within the past maybe 5 to 10 years, maybe not even that 10 years, but that young professionals are really becoming recognized as a driving force in our economy and an important force to pay attention to.
Yes, I would agree. And I think, you know, much of that force is coming from the statistics. If you look at the statistics, you see that really young professionals are going to be the future, and there will be a workforce shortage, and we need to address these things. And so I think just within recent years, the bandwagon has really been such that many communities are starting young professionals groups. You're seeing those crop up in smaller communities even that previously had not had such a group, and you're seeing these networking opportunities and opportunities for professional development and growth in young professionals, because really we are the ones that are going to take over for the baby boomers, and we are the up-and-comers for workforce and for economic development. And so I think it's important to start that buzz early, really.
Well, how does that mesh with your position at the Portage County Business Council as the Talent Development Director?
Of course. So I'm fortunate enough to be new in this position. I just started about going on 3 months ago. At this point. And the position is really all about attracting and retaining talent to our area. And it's something that I'm very passionate about, because I have chosen to stay in Stevens Point, and I'm very, very passionate about the Portage County Stevens Point community. And so it's a logical fit. My work with Ignite, with the Young Professionals Group, really transitions well into my role with the Portage County Business Council. And what I do primarily is work with the next generation of talent that will be graduating from high school, maybe graduating from a post-secondary institution, and coming up to be employed in our area businesses, and making sure that the students that are graduating, be it from high school or from MSTC or from UWSP, are graduating with the skills that they need to work in our community's industries.
1-800-780-9742. Again, that's 800-780-9742. 9742. We're talking about the creative economy, specifically in Portage County, but how it relates to all of us here in North Central Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
What am I supposed to do? Just drive around the fairgrounds another time or two. And where am I gonna go when the girl behind the counter at the coffee shop gets tired of me hanging around with nothing left to say, trying to get away? I'm bored out of my mind, and I've changed all the light bulbs and had this conversation.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Wasco Windows, Florentine Opera, and Wilmar Chocolates. You too can help ensure the future of WPR programs for years to come. Find out more at WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer and Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer and Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
Down by the water. Stevens Point is down by the water in central Wisconsin. The river runs through all of us, and we're happy to be a part of that. We're talking about developing the creative economy and keeping young professionals and attracting young professionals here in north central Wisconsin, and specifically in Portage County, what's going on there to make that happen. One of the statistics that I found very interesting reading through some materials is 64% of millennials 18 to 29 are single, putting marriage back. Greg, would you address that?
Yeah, I think this is really to get at the heart of what's going on with millennials right now. You have to understand this statistic that the average age of first marriage in the 50s was 20 for women and 22 for men. It's now about 27 for women, about 29 for men. Those families are then waiting even longer to put off having kids. So you're seeing people really put off that decision to start a family. And so in the old days, you know, it was you graduate from college, you start your family. Now it's you graduate from college, you go through this phase they're coining emerging adulthood, and then you start your family later when you feel like you're ready to settle down. And I think what's happening because of that is, especially in smaller communities, if they aren't finding ways to create supports for that lifestyle that's between college and family, it's really hard to attract and retain young professionals. And so I think one of the challenges we've faced, and this is where I tend to blow up the phone lines, you know, we've historically sold central Wisconsin as a great place to raise a family. And that is a great thing, and that's something we definitely want to maintain. But it also needs to be a great place to live before you start your family. And if you're going to talk to a 26-year-old who's single and isn't thinking about having kids for another 10 years, and you say, oh, move to central Wisconsin, it'll be a great place for you to raise your family, what they hear is, it's a boring place to live and I don't want to go there. And so we have to think about how do we change our attitude about that? How do we make sure there's space for these people? Because if we're not creating a place for these people to be, if we're not making them a part of our community, why would they spend their time here?
And I think along those lines of the perception and how we share what our community is about, as Greg said, it's a great place to live and then raise a family. I think also about the seasons. You know, we tend to talk about snow and mud and mosquitoes and leaves. But let's talk about biking 12 months out of the year. Let's talk about skiing 12 months out of the year, water skiing and snow skiing. Let's mm-hmm. talk about those activities and the great assets we have in our community. And that's, again, where the Convention and Visitors Bureau fits in so well in promoting all those things. And, oh, by the way, we have arts. And, oh, by the way, we have all these other great things that are going on in our community. So we have to kind of try to eliminate that. And I get caught in it, too. You know, you see somebody, what do you talk about? The weather. But let's twist that around and talk about it in a positive way and the things there are to do in our communities in terms of activities.
Well, how does the political climate affect these decisions for people to come here or to leave?
I would say that what we're really focusing on with New Era, government and municipalities react to movements. And we're trying to create that movement that has positive energy to it. There's a lot of movements out there, as we read and hear in the news, that are not positive. This is something that we're trying to create that's positive. And many of our civic leaders were at New Era Workshop and have since that time spoken about it in many positive ways in other meetings. So we're, you know, trying to get that network, that spreading of that positive message, and let's do a positive movement. In Stephen's point, let's be different than some other communities, not in our region, but outside our region, and be positive about that and make that happen. And the government leaders are, they will listen. You know, you go to a city-county meeting or a county board meeting, and Greg and I have been to some recently, and you know, they tend to hear sometimes just the negative at those meetings, and sometimes they base their decisions off of that. So we're really trying to get the New Era group and Ignite and everybody get involved with government and get involved in a positive way and share those same messages.
Mm-hmm. I think that can be a loaded question, obviously, depending on people's political perspectives. But one of the things that I think is important is making sure that you're aware of what issues politically are important to the age group you're trying to attract and making sure there's an opportunity for that voice to be present in that community. I mean, we know inclusivity is really important to millennials. I think one of the other, you know, energy politics are really important. And that's one of the places where I think, again, Central Wisconsin has a strong selling point because, I mean, we have, with MREA, we have the world's first and largest renewable energy fair happening in our county. To share that story, to get those people who are interested in living a more green lifestyle, you know, UWSP is now entirely running off of renewable energy. How amazing is that? They're, I believe, one of 20 universities in the country that are doing that. That's the sort of story that if we can get that out there, people who are attracted to those political issues will, especially if they're concerned about moving to a small town that, again, may have a stigma attached to it of not being as advanced, that helps quell some of those fears and gets people to consider moving here.
Kayla.
I think, you know, I would echo what Greg and Todd had just said. Really, it's about that progressivity and seeing a community that is moving the needle on issues and that is aware of those political issues, regardless of your political affiliations or your political perspectives, just knowing that you are in a community where if you are passionate or if you do have feelings about a given issue, you have a means to voice that. So having a government at the local level that's open to hearing young professionals and young people's perspectives, that's open to seeing what's happening that is relevant to young professionals. Those things are all very important, and I think that came out of the New Era Workshop as well. You know, this interest in young professionals serving in government roles and how do we go about that, and you know, it's an area that many people don't know the entry point for. How do I go about serving on a local political office or whatever that might be? And so I think just the access is a really important point when it comes to political affiliation and political leanings in a community.
Mm-hmm. What's happening tomorrow with the 100-day check-in, Todd?
Well, it'll be at 7 o'clock, and there are 2 7 o'clocks in a day, so it'll be 7 o'clock in the morning, but that's okay. We're going to actually do it at the Brew House in the Dreyfus University Center. They also serve coffee there, so that's good. But what we're going to do is the three of us, as well as some others, we're going to share, kind of bring people who maybe weren't at the workshop up to speed in terms of what we're doing. We want to talk about some of our successes regarding the Idea Center. We're doing a housing study. The university did a Get the Vote Out, Get Engaged in Politics seminar related to the elections. So talk about some of those successes. Then we're going to talk about kind of the four teams that we've developed out of the workshop, the four major topics, one being education and innovation, one being entertainment and recreation, the third one housing and infrastructure, and the fourth one marketing and awareness. Have people kind of sign up for those different areas, which one has the most interest to them. And then our steering committee will act as kind of the team leaders for that to help get the next steps going, getting those groups together and starting to discuss and have some serious conversations about those topics and which ones are bubbling up. And then again, 100 days roughly from now, we'll have another check-in, something we learned from Milwaukee, to check in every 100 days and kind of talk about our successes. We're going to have some small successes that we'll certainly deal with. And then we're looking at things like light rail. That might be a success that might be a year or two or three or whatever. You know, it depends on how hard Greg pushes it.
Yeah. Hoping like 6 months.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, some of those things might take a little bit more time.
Light rail between here and in Stevens Point.
Yeah, that would be great, right? Yeah. With the stop off at the airport.
Yeah.
I dream big sometimes.
Last thoughts before we head out today. Greg.
I think there's – this is a really an exciting place to live, and I think that's a lot of what we're trying to capture is just to get a – better sense of why and give the people who live here and the ambassadors who go out to represent this community really strong language to share that story. The collection of communities we have in central Wisconsin is really rare. They're both small and big simultaneously, about 350,000 people living in the region, but a lot of small communities. And so we're trying to share that story and give people better language for it.
Kayla.
As a final thought, I would really put out an encouragement to other young professionals, to millennials that may be listening to this this broadcast, that you really need to get involved. You know, if you're interested in this topic, if you're interested in learning more about what's happening at the community level and being a part of this initiative and this effort, come forward. Don't wait until the last minute to either complain about something or say, oh, that's really cool, I wish I would have been a part of it, whatever that might be. This is really a movement that's happening in all of our communities, in Stevens Point, in Portage County, and beyond. And so I would say definitely get involved. If you have a young professionals group in your community, join it. If you have a way that you are interested in local government, get involved. Get involved. That would be my takeaway.
And Todd.
So I'll give the obnoxious marketing message. We're about experiences, not events. We're about action, not activity. And we're about solutions, not silos. So get engaged.
We want to thank our guests today, Greg Wright, Executive Director of Create Portage County. Also, Todd Kukan, the Executive Director of the Portage County Business Council. And Kayla Rambalski, President of Ignite Leadership Network of Portage County. You can find out more at createportagecounty.org and at portagecountybiz.com. We all have to think about getting on board this initiative. I'm Rick Ryer. Thanks to our on-air producer, Jane Ritger, and to Glenn Moberg for his help with this program. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. Special music today from The Classic Crime, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, Sarah Watkins, Robert Ellis, and the Decemberists. And this is John Doe in the background. Next Thursday on Route 51, we look at the 40th anniversary of the arrival of the first of our Hmong namers in central Wisconsin. Remember to follow our adventures on Facebook. If you missed today's program or part of it today, you can listen again tomorrow night on 90.9 FM in Wausau, WHRM at 7. You can also download the program at Route51, WPR.org/Route51. Thanks for riding along with us today, and until next week, we're heading out of town.